Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog his lum, I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, now that the old fellows have their account books all straightened out once again and their income tax report all made out, life at the Jot'em Down store has settled down into a peaceful, easygoing routine. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the store taking care of things while Lum is out to lunch. Cedric has just entered. Listen.
Well, howdy, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Abner.
Come on in. What can I do for you today?
Oh, nothing, I reckon.
Well?
Can't stay because I'm too busy following a feller.
Following a feller? Oh, you doing your junior detective work again?
No, Mom. I had to give that up because somebody stole my junior detective badge.
Oh, well, that's too bad, Cedric. Well, what was you following this feller for?
Oh, so's I can get some buttons from him. Boy, that's what I like.
Buttons?
Yes, Mom. Little buttons you can wear on your coat lapel.
Oh.
I want to get a whole bunch of them if I can wear them all over me. Mousy Gray got a couple from the feller.
Yeah, well, what are the buttons for, Cedric? What they say on a vote for somebody or something?
No, Mama. I don't know for sure what they say. Something about honesty or being honest or something, I think.
Oh, well, I'd be proud to wear one of them myself, yeah.
Well, I'll try to get you one, too, Mr. Abner.
Why, sure. Put it right here by my Red Cross button.
You ain't saw the feller go by the store here, have you?
No, Cedric, I don't even know him.
Well, you'd know him if you ever seen him once.
I would.
He's a sort of an oldish feller, and he's carrying a lantern.
A lantern? What's that for?
I don't know. All I know, he's got some buttons, and Well, there comes Mr. Lum. Maybe he's seen the feller.
No, I don't reckon he has, Cedric. He's just been down to Luke Spears' restaurant there eating his lunch.
Hello, Mr. Lum.
Yeah, howdy, Lum. How's your lunch?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon. How are you, Cedric?
Well, I'm all right. Say, have you seen the feller with the lantern?
Oh, have you heard about him already?
Yes, Mom. I want to get some buttons from him. Boy.
Well, I think if you hurry, you can catch him down near the barbershop. He's heading that way.
Oh, boy, much obliged. I'll see if I can get you one, too, Mr. Abner.
Yeah, well, goodbye, Cedric, and don't forget now. Get me one.
All right.
Button? You mean one of these?
Huh? Fine, doggies. Did you get that from the feller, Lum?
Yeah, he stopped in at the restaurant there and was giving these away.
Oh.
Give us some pamphlets to read, too.
Yeah, let's see that button there, Lum. What did it say there? Honesty brings everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I reckon I'm the kind Cedric is talking about, all right. Well, who is this feller, Lum?
I don't know. Some stranger in town.
Yeah.
He's the curiousest looking feller you ever seen.
Well?
Hair sort of turning white and he lets it grow pretty long. Hangs clean down over his collar.
Well, more likely can't afford a haircut.
No, I don't think it's that. I believe he just likes it that way. Fact is, I think he's kind of rich.
Rich?
Yeah, he had lunch there at Luke's, and when he got on, he left a 25-cent tip, he called it.
25 cents? Why, doggies, that's as much as that deluxe merchant lunch cost down
there. I bet
old Luke might not faint it.
Oh, yeah, he's showing it around and telling everybody.
Well, I'd just give it to him.
Yeah, I had to leave a nickel in and show him I wasn't cheap.
Oh, I wouldn't have did it.
That's why I think he's rich. Either rich or attached one.
Well, I do know.
He's a good man, though. You can tell after talking with him.
Good man.
Yeah, he believes in honesty and helping your feller man and not being greedy and all that stuff.
Well, good for him.
That's what he writes about in them pamphlets he's giving away. See, where'd I put that? He can give me one.
Well, what about this lantern he's carrying on? Cedric said he's carrying a lantern every place he went.
Oh, yeah. That's the best part about it. He says he's carrying that lantern around with him to help find an honest man.
An honest man?
Yeah, he says he's hunted might nigh the whole world over for an honest man. Ain't never found one. But he's bound and determined to keep going till he does.
Well, what does he need the lantern for? Can't he see good enough with electric lights to see if a feller's honest or not?
Well, that lantern is just sort of a symbol, he said. He even keeps it lit in the daytime.
What's the matter? Can't he see good?
Yeah, I asked him about that. His eyesight's all right. Oh, he told me a long rigmarole about some fella that lived a thousand or a million years ago named Diogenes.
Diogenes?
Yeah, he carried a lantern around that way looking for an honest man, and he never did find one, so this fella in town here now is carrying on the work for him.
Well, I do know. Well,
fact is, he's named himself after him. Calls himself Diogenes Smith.
Diogenes. Hey, doggy, that's about as curious a sounding names I ever heard, I believe.
I've never heard him before.
Diogenes, well.
Interesting talking sort of a feller, but I still think he must be a little touched, though.
Yeah, well, I'd have to say something must be wrong with him, Mom. Carrying a lit lantern around the daytime, that don't sound exactly right. He's sort of behind the door when the brains is passed out.
Well, I reckon he's just trying to carry on just like that other Diogenes he's telling me about.
Well, yeah, but if he's going to pick out somebody to pattern himself after, Mom, he could have picked somebody better than that. Abraham Lincoln's or George Washington.
Why, sure.
Some feller like that.
Just what I was thinking whenever I was talking to him. Told me about him, but I don't think that first one was any too bright.
He weren't, huh?
No, slept in a tub.
In a tub?
That's what he said.
Wait a minute. I believe I have read about him, Long. Yeah, yeah. Tells about him one of them little nursery books over there Pearl has at the place. What become of the other two fellers?
What other two fellers?
Well, there was three of them. Don't you know, Rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub?
Oh, well, that's a different outfit, Abner. See, none of them was named Diogenes.
Well, I don't know what their names were. I don't recollect now, but I do recollect one of them was a butcher, I believe, and one of them was a baker. The other one was a candlestick maker.
Yeah, butcher and a baker and a candlestick maker. But they never slept in a tub, though.
Well, they must have, Lum. They went out on the ocean in the thing. They had to sleep someplace.
Well, just forget about them. This fella ain't got nothing to do with that outfit.
Well,
he's just going around over the country looking for an honest man and learning folks to be honest. He's got a good idea, all right.
Oh, yeah, 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 good idea. Fact is, I like everything about what you said about him, but that lantern, I still don't like that. Well, of course, it's all right, I reckon, if he wants to carry it, but I do think he ought to blow it out in the daytime. Now, that ain't just right.
Yeah, well, I don't know what his idea is, but he's causing a lot of talk down on the street, I know that.
Talk?
All you can hear.
Why, sure, I'd love to see him myself. Is he still down there at the lunchroom?
No, he headed on down the street there, giving away them pamphlets and buttons.
Well, I dog it if I can find him. I'm just a good mind to ask him to come over to our place tonight. Get a good night's rest for a change.
Good night's rest?
Why, sure. He can't get no rest trying to sleep in a tub all the time. I'll let him sleep there in a bed in a spare bedroom.
Oh, well, he sleeps in beds.
I thought you said he slept in a tub.
No, I said Diogenes slept in a tub.
Oh. Well, what's this feller's name?
Diogenes Smith.
Huh?
He just copying that other feller. But he don't sleep in no tub. The one that done that's dead.
Oh, well, I ain't surprised. No, ain't a bit surprised in the world. Facts is, more likely, he just wore himself out trying to get in a comfort position. That's just about what happened. That'd kill anybody trying to sleep in a little war stuff.
Well, you don't have to worry about him, Abner. He done just what he wanted to do, I reckon. If he wanted to sleep in a tub, it was his own business.
Oh, sure, sure.
He might have been a little bitty feller. It might have been a great big tub. I don't know.
Yeah, might have been. Could have, yeah. Well, what's this one trying to find an honest man for long?
Well, he just wants to see if there is one, I reckon.
Well, I can tell him that there is. I'll tell him that right now. I'm honest.
Well, I am, too. Or, that is, neither one of us steals or nothing like that.
No, sir, I don't.
Well, he's looking for somebody that never told nothing but the honest truth in all his life, though.
The truth all his life?
Yes, sir. Hmm. Even when he was a little bitty boy, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that ain't greedy or envious of his fellow man. Man that could turn his back to any sort of temptations.
Doggies. What about Brother Williams, a circuit rider?
I told him about Brother Williams.
Yeah, yeah.
He said he'd look him up.
Yeah, I don't know about when he was a little boy, but he's an awful good man now, I know that.
Uncommonly good man.
Yes, he is, yeah, yeah.
But what he's looking for is going to be awful hard to find, I'll tell him that. I just glanced at that pamphlet here. He got some rules for right living. It'd be mighty hard for anybody to follow.
They would, huh?
Oh, yeah, you'd have to plow an awful straight road.
Hmm. Well, let's see that thing, Lum.
Yeah, read it. Be good for you, Abner. Wouldn't hurt nobody to follow what he's got laid out there.
No, no. Well, I'm proud to see he's in town. We can stand to have a man here in town like that, telling us all how to live better. Won't hurt nobody. Wait a minute. Yonder comes Cedric. He must have found him. Look at him.
Yeah, what's that he's got there?
I don't know, son. Did you find him, Cedric?
Yes, Mom.
What's all that stuff you got in your arms there?
Oh, boy, look. Candy bars.
Candy?
I got about 30 of them, I think.
Well, I do know. For the land's sakes, look at that. Where'd you get them, Cedric?
From Honesty.
From Honesty?
Yes, Mom, that Honesty stuff sure works.
It does?
Yes, Mom. Them buttons that feller with the lantern was giving away set on them, Honesty brings everything. It sure does, too. Boy, look.
What's all that got to do with the candy bars?
Well, I got a whole bunch of them buttons from the feller, and pretty soon I had all these candy bars.
Well, what'd you do, Cedric? Did you just read the buttons, and then all of a sudden the candy fell in your lap?
No, Mom, not exactly, but might not that easy.
Well?
See, I found out that by taking the wire pin off of the back of the buttons, they just fit in that nickel candy slot machine in the front of the barbershop there. So I just put them in and got the candy.
Oh.
Boy, that Honesty sure works.